All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Academy, so let's get started. Good day, Headmaster. I have an update on Frida's seal, but I'm stuck with something and I need your help. Of course, come on in and take a seat. So what's the news, son? I found her book on the constellations and their powers. It looks like there are some meaningful notes in it, but I don't know the spell that she mentions. Can you have a look, please? Absolutely. It's my job to know a lot of spells. Show me the notes you're talking about. They're on the page, right under the second paragraph. Yes, I see them. Oh yes, this is Frida's handwriting. I've studied many of her journals, and that writing is a perfect match. That's a good start, right? Can you teach me this spell that she mentions? Unfortunately, I cannot. Really? I didn't expect him to say that. You see, Frida's passion has always been the art of hidden knowledge, and she's dedicated her life to creating a range of spells to harvest and protect that knowledge. Look at the description of powers in the Boots constellation written on this page. It has no mention of anything hidden behind Nikar, and she hasn't left any notes here. The obvious place to look, or has she? I don't see any, no. That's because not everyone can find them there. Or here, rather. Frida has created a series of spells exclusively for the use of Crowhive students. So only a Crowhive student can teach you this spell. It's an unbroken tradition. Do you happen to have any Crowhive student friends, son? Well, not really a friend, but I've always thought I have a lot in common with Gabriella. I can think of one. Good. Tell me about this student. There's not much to tell, to be honest. Sometimes I talk to the student, Gabriella. She's a freshman from Crowhive, and she really likes dueling. That's where I think we might have some common ground. Very good, because the fate of the head of her house now depends on this. You need to persuade this girl to teach you the Crowhive spell. If you cannot, we won't find Frida's seal, and she'll be doomed. Can't you just order someone from Crowhive to teach me? That's impossible. The spells created by Frida draw their power from Crowhive's soul. Unless that soul willingly shares the secret, it won't work. I see. Then there's no other choice. I'll get to it. There was a good read on that Jacob was proud of your accomplishments. We're all counting on you, Grimm. Good luck. Thank you. Hopefully gaining Gabrielle's trust won't be too hard. I should go and find Gabriella right now. But where shall I find her? I've never seen her at the academy in the evenings. Maybe she's in the Crowhive dormitory. But it'll be kind of weird if I go in there without an excuse. Suspicious, even. I'd rather wait until tomorrow when I'll get the chance to talk to her before Victoria's class. Meanwhile, I better find Lily. I promised to meet her this evening. I bet she's chilling in her room right now. Let's go and find her. I feel like I should have knocked. It's not very nice to barge in someone's room without knocking, isn't it? I hope Lily won't be mad at me. Hey! Grimm, I didn't expect you to come. I said I'd come over and make sure you weren't sad, do you remember? Anyway, you should have knocked before you came in. Not that I'm not happy to see you, it's just that... Yeah, sorry about it. But it's very sweet of you to be so worried about me. What are you doing, reading something? Some textbook? No, it's a funny novel. It's called How I Said Goodbye to Your Dad. I just wanted to laugh a little bit. Besides, I really like to read. I do it every evening. By the way, look what I have here. I'm really curious, Lily, what is it? Just give me one sec. And found it! Pow! My mom made them for me. Wow, they look so yummy. You have to try one, Grimm. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Heh. Oh, I'd love to grab a bite. By the way, I watched a movie based on your book. I don't want to spoil it, but in the end, Sebastian... Hey, don't even think about spoiling it. Spoiler? No. I'm just saying that Sebastian and Mary... Come on, please! They will start dating again and... Shut up! Damn it. Jeez, Grimm, I'm sorry. I started laughing and I just... I don't know how. She's so scared and upset, although nothing terrible has happened. It's just a stain. I wash my t-shirt every day, so no big deal. It's okay, don't worry. No, you don't understand, silly. It's a grease spot, Grim. You gotta clean the stain when it's fresh. It's even better to do it as quickly as possible. Wow. Guess some of these Asian women know this sort of thing. You gotta get that clean as soon as possible. Off with the shirt. We've gotta clean it. Wow. Okay. Let's go to the bathroom. Maybe I can get it off. Just take it easy. I'm sure there's nothing to be nervous about. Come on, let's go. This is grease. It'll take forever. No. She's such a worrywart. No, it's nice that she's so worried about me. But her sushi was really delicious. Yeah, it looked delicious. I haven't had sushi in so long because me and my stomach. Well, folks, I can tell you a little bit about sushi. I like it a lot. And I like to pile up a plate. And that's not really good for your gut. So, yeah, I don't really eat sushi as much as I'd like, but boy, would I love to have some of it. It's not that I mind standing here and admiring Lily's beautiful back, but... And not just the back, she's a living work of art. Those legs. I can't just stand by and... You're very beautiful, Lily. Oh, yes, beautiful. Sleepy and shattered, standing here, washing your t-shirt. And it doesn't make you any less beautiful. It just adds to your special charm. I don't know if that's a good thing to do, but this is an AVN, so... What are you? What are you doing? I didn't realize how much I missed this. Your wandering hands. Oh, wait, Grim, we should stop. Someone could come in. Don't worry, I locked the door. How thoughtful of you. You're so pretty, Lily. I'm taking control. I'm losing control. He's losing control, but he's also taking control. Oh, your hands are so warm. What a juicy little butt she has. It's so fucking good. You're so sassy today. Where is your sense of shame? Why should I be ashamed? I'm caressing a hot beauty with amazing curves. And I know you like it, baby. I can see it in your eyes. How sweet. When your tongue gets into my mouth, I know there's no going back. It feels so good to feel your lips. It makes my heart skip a beat. Oh, yeah. Don't stop, please. I love the way your hands feel on my body. She's moaning so gently. Grim, I want you right here and right now. You want it, you get it. Shh. Someone's knocking. Hey, man, you're not alone here. I've been standing here for half an hour. Shit, it's Elijah. Yeah, I was just thinking. Give me one second. What's he gonna say when he sees the two of us in here? Whoa, Lily, how nice. You must have helped Grim think, huh? Well, a little. Grim got his t-shirt dirty and I was helping him. Yeah, sure, sure. By the way, Lily, I hate to tell you this, but your skirt is up. Fuck, this skirt is a dead giveaway. I know, Elijah, I'm sure that she understands everything. He's just making fun of us. Thank you, Elijah. I was just adjusting it, and it's all right. Don't worry about it. Sorry again for making you wait. It's nothing but guys in the shared bathroom. Are you serious? Okay, I really need to run. Looks like the awkwardness was too much for Lily. Phew, I completely forgot that I had to get up. Yeah, I have to get up early tomorrow. I hate to leave you, but sure, have a good night. You too. Bye, Lily. God, I've waited so long. It's literally another minute and... finally. By the way, Grandma, joke's a joke, but I hope I didn't disturb you too much. I didn't mean to, you know. Don't worry about it, Elijah. It was pretty funny. Next time, just think twice about doing something like that in the bathroom. Because if a less prepared audience would have been in my place, I don't know how it would end. Oh, what time is it? I should probably get going, too. Good night, dude. See ya. Oh, a roaming thingy. What are we doing? Take a shower, not now. You can go to the living room. What happened to the game? Well, the novel part. Do we still have to... Ooh. That's all they do. They don't give me a render. There's no renders to get. All the renders are on Lustagram. See? Ooh, I like this. It's so funny that I don't know how to play video games casually. I'm either not interested at all, or I play 16 hours and forget to eat. I feel you, girl. I'll wait for you like I wait for sales on Steam? I don't like that one. Girls who play games are so hot. You're making me blush, hee-hee. Boy, that shouldn't have worked. That's the corniest line. Oh. Hot tub, steam room, sauna, massage, repeat. You can be a definition of beauty, Adele. Alright. Hottest booty on the internet. How are you not verified yet? You're the only influencer I need on Lustagram. You're exaggerating, honey. We did Molly already. Alright, so we're not done. I'm just trying to figure out what happens now. Oh, you can click on the girls when they're asleep. Whoa, oh Lily, you have no idea how beautiful you are right now. With her sleep mask on? Yeah, she's real gorgeous. Well, how can I just walk away? It's unbearable. It's pretty hot in here, so I think it'd be better to put the blanket away. It's just basic care. The view was great before, then now, it's just indescribable. Oh, Lily, you are just so divinely beautiful, even with that mask covering half your face. But maybe it's better this way. Even if you accidentally wake up, I'll have an extra few seconds while you take off your mask. Oh my, your skin is soft and velvety like a peach and smells exactly the same like fresh sweetness. And these nice legs, I can't help but admire them. I just want to touch you, sweetie, just to feel the freshness of your skin, that's all. Okay, who am I kidding? Once you get going, it's really hard to stop. That's the rule of life. Well, it's even better than expected. Ugh, it's strange that I can feel such emotions from just stroking. I can't believe it, but it's a fact. Although this is incredibly enjoyable, I'm not going to stop here. Just hope you won't wake up, but I'll be very, very careful. I guess that's exactly what I want to be to you, gentle and careful. The thing is, when your body's so close to me, I begin to lose control. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm really doing this. Even though you're wearing a mask, it's not really going to save me if you do wake up. Whoa, my heart's beating like 500 times a minute. Such a warm and gentle touch, it's hard to compare this to anything else. I'm so horny. Oh, Lily, what are you doing to me? I'm ready to finish just from squeezing your sweet ass. Oh yeah, yeah, oh god, that's incredible. But these panties are definitely in the way, and what about... Oh, what's going on? Shit, alright, let's get out of here, just like that. Mm-hmm, perhaps it was just a dream. And what a dream, it's weird, but I kinda liked it. It was scary almost being caught, but thrilling. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. I'm so turned on right now. I need to relieve the tension or I'll never get to sleep. I just can't stop thinking about Lily. I'd pay to see her here with me right now. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh, Lily. How nice to wake up after a good night's sleep. I'm full of energy again, ready for adventure. And my main adventure for today is getting Gabriella to like me. If I want to charm her, I must be fresh and clean. Gonna go wash my face. The living room is somehow deserted. Has everyone gone to class already? Am I the only one who likes to sleep in? Samantha, strange. She's usually done with her morning routine long before I wake up. Well, it's a nice view, but I might as well say hello. Good morning, cutie. Hello, Grim. The day's just beginning, and you're so energetic already. I must confess, I envy you. Ha ha, you look much better in the morning than I do. Are you kidding? I mean, have you seen yourself? If you found yourself on a podium right now, no one would ever notice anything's wrong. Ah, just like that, without my clothes on. Frankly, I don't understand why you hide such a beautiful body with clothes. You're irresistible with your clothes on, but without them, you're gorgeous. Hee hee, you are a master of compliments, Grim. Yes, that's who I am. Can you hand me a towel, please? I'd be honored to give you this towel, Samantha. Hee hee, sunshine. Yeah, and how can you compliment me when I look like that? I think you need to get your eyes checked. You look great as always. Oh, Grim, you're too kind. If you only knew that your beautiful body makes me lose my mind just by looking at it. Anyway, I need a clear head now. It would definitely be better to resist the temptation. You probably want to wash up, don't you? Yeah, that'd be nice, but that's not really all I'm here for. I wanted to talk to you, Sam. Me too, and I think even I know what you want to talk about. About the finalist meeting with Victoria and the pairing, right? I've been thinking about this long and hard. Yes, exactly. The main thing is, listen, I have a suggestion for you. Don't you want to practice barrier spells? Practice is never a bad idea. And we can talk this thing over in a more intimate setting. It's not like anyone can hear us. But we could take a walk in the woods, spend some time together, and barrier spells could be quite useful in the tournament. Who knows what's waiting for us in the arena? Yeah, sounds great. I'm all for it. Super. We can find a clearing in the woods, and I'll meet you in the living room in half an hour. Deal? Deal. In fact, when it was announced that you and I would be in different teams in the tournament, I was so upset and confused I couldn't even express my emotions. I wanted to talk to you about it earlier, but I couldn't find the right words. I understand you a lot better than you think, Grim. I mean, I know it's only the first round, and we're really not going to fight each other, but anyway, it was so unexpected. Yeah, I was rather disappointed when I found out you'll be on Dakota's team. I still remember her satisfied face when she read your name. Bleh. I'm lucky that I didn't make the team with her. I couldn't handle it. I never thought it could be like this. Although, that wasn't that unlikely of a scenario. But you know what, Grim? Then I thought about it, and I realized that it didn't really change anything. After all, this is just the first round. So what, she's okay with that? Just like that? I thought she'd really care about it. How can she be so indifferent? And by the way, Oliver is amazing. Oh, Oliver. You look so calm about it. I don't know about you, Sam, but I could never do anything to hurt you. I'd rather hurt myself. And going up against you, even though it's not an actual fight, the more I think about it, the harder it is for me to deal with this situation. But we couldn't change the way things worked out. It wasn't up to us, was it? I'm just trying to stay rational, Grim. I tried to accept it, and that helped me. Anyway, we'll get through this together, you and me, just like always. And no tournament can change that, okay? I don't believe it'll affect our relationship. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I believe in us. You'll see. Everything's going to be okay. Do you believe me? Of course. Of course I do. How can I not believe you when you look at me like that with those lovely eyes? Hee hee. Well, let's have a little practice. I'm going to show what I can do. I love that sparkle in her eyes. Huh? Come on, show me. Okay, but seriously, I don't remember Victoria saying anything about barrier spells in class. If I'm not mistaken, the school curriculum doesn't even include that section. To practice or not to practice barriers, it's totally up to you. But in my experience, it could save your life one day. Mark my words. Not hard to believe, Sam. Whoa, looks like a lovely clearing. We can stay here for a while. And most importantly, no one's gonna bother us here. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Okay, do you know anything about barrier spells? I remember we practiced them with Victoria, but I wasn't really good at it. It's already something. You have the necessary theory, you just need some practice. Let me show you how to do it in case you forgot. I'm all ears. By the way, the most interesting thing is that the barrier isn't just for defense. With the proper skills, you can not only block a spell, but reflect it at an opponent. Wow, really? That sounds so cool. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked for me yet. Okay, less words, more action. Let's practice. By the way, back to the tournament. Just admit that you're scared to have such a powerful opponent as me. What? You're a very worthy opponent, but at the very least, I have way more magical experience than you. I'm not easily harmed, but a young freshman. A young freshman? Are you talking about me? I don't know if she's joking or not. What am I wrong about? Hee hee. I'm gonna show you a young freshman. What are you doing? We practiced barriers for an hour. Enough fighting for today, okay? I was just kidding, Grim. You look too cute when you're mad. Sorry, Sam, but it's too late. It seems like now is the best time to test barrier spells in action. Let it be a weak blow, a half-hearted one. I'm not a maniac trying to kill her, right? Not bad for a freshman, don't you think? Oh! Oh my god, Grim, I don't know what happened, but I think I managed to repel your spell back. Wow, I can't believe this. I'm happy for you, but I think I'm gonna pass out. Grim, are you okay? I'm sorry, I didn't do it on purpose. There's nothing pleasant about it, but it's not fatal, at least. And it seems that a spell loses a part of its power when you repel it. Thank God. And that's an idea. A little acting and I'll teach Samantha a lesson. My God. What, Grim? 3, 2, 1. Aha, what are you? Stop tickling me. Ha ha ha. You were pretending. Ah, alright, enough playing. I don't think so, hee. Ha ha, Grim, please stop. Ha ha. It's not that simple, Sam. It's not that simple. It's not what we agreed on. It's not fair. Just playing by your rules. I was only joking, hee. I've heard of cases where people have died from laughter and tickling, huh? Do you want me to die? Stop! I can't take it. I never knew tickling could be so exciting. When she lies on the ground all red and winded. I want her right here in these woods. What are you? Wow, that's so great. Her lips are so warm. I can feel goosebumps all over, Grim. You're gorgeous, Sam. Absolutely gorgeous. The smell of your skin is driving me crazy. Oh. Grim, I'm sorry, but what time is it? Is she really asking me about the time at a moment like this? Really, Sam? Really? I'm so sorry, but I've completely forgot about my next lesson. Okay, if you insist, Miss Big Time. Sorry, but I really don't want to miss today's class. This one's a particularly important one. Okay, I get it. Yeah, and it's nearly 12 o'clock already. Oh, there are only 10 minutes left until the beginning of the lesson. So, are we going back to the academy? I have a class too, by the way. I also plan to catch up with one student before class. If you want to chat with someone before class, we have to hurry up. You're right, let's go. I hope Gabriella won't be too busy. Looks like Gabriella's waiting for Victoria's class to start. Maybe it isn't the best time to start asking her questions. On the other hand, this is far more important than our lessons. Okay, I'll take my chance. Hey, Gabby, do you have a minute? Grim, hi. Yeah, sure. What do you want to ask me? Well, it's like this. I know this might sound weird, but I need to learn one of Krolhive's secret spells. I'm on a quest to solve a mystery and find Frida Seal, and save her soul. It's an errand from the headmaster, in a way. To be honest, it does sound strange, but I believe you. You do? Yeah, often the craziest things turn out to be true. But if I help you, I won't have enough time to practice Incendio. If you do believe me, you'll know which is more important. You don't understand, I promised Jacob. It was the last time we spoke, and I can't break that promise. I'll tell you what. Can you help me improve my Incendio skills? And in return, I'll help you to learn our secret spell. Scratching each other's back, so to speak. I wonder why it's so important for her to keep her promise to Jacob. But Arthur said the spell would only work with the aid of the soul of Krolhive. So I have little choice but to help her. So what do you think? You know, I can't think of any reason not to. So let's do it. Really? Oh wow, I was sure you refused my request. Let's go find some place where we can practice. What, right now? Yeah, why not? But the class is about to start. Whatever. Practice is better than theory. It's not like we'll learn anything new today, trust me. You do sound sure about that. Let's go. Follow me. I'm not sure that's the best idea, and I've got no idea how I can improve her Incendio skills either. I'll just have to figure something out. It's too good an opportunity to let go. We're here. It's a great place to practice. A garden with angels in it? What's so special about it? It's got practice targets. Most of the students are afraid of angels, so they avoid this place. That's smart. Right, what exactly is your problem with Incendio? Well, the main advantage Incendio has over the combat bolt is the ability to set your opponent on fire. But my fireballs just aren't powerful enough. They burn out before they can ignite the target. Any ideas on how I can fix that? None, but I'll figure something out. What are you doing? Trust me. I'm going to show you that the right fighting stance. Excuse me, I'm going to show you the right fighting stance. A lot depends on it. Does it? I've never heard of such a thing. Did you think the greatest duelists readily share their secrets? No, I guess not. Alright, what do we do next? Bend your back like this. Ah, it clears the flow of chakra through your body. Like this? This feels very uncomfortable, Grim. Are you sure about that? It sure looks like fun to me, but you asked me to help for a reason, right? You know, my fireballs almost always set their target on fire. You're right, you're right. I'll listen and do as you say. What now? See that wooden target in front of you? Now is the time to try the pose. Hit the target with Incendio. Oh, okay. I don't see how a duelist can fight in this position. I'd be afraid of losing my balance and falling over. You're doing great. Thanks for believing in me. Incendio. I got it. Well done. But it's not caught fire. Hey, you said it would work if I kept this stupid pose. What the hell? Wait, I said all the great duelists use it. I didn't say you could do it right away. You're probably distracted by worrying about losing your balance. Try again, this time with more confidence. Okay. Incendio. Right on target. You're pretty quick, Gabby. What's the use? How much easier this would be if the target accidentally caught fire? This makes no sense. You know what, Grim? You're an asshole. I thought you really wanted to help me, especially as we had a deal. You're just a troll. Look here. I don't need your stupid pose. Nobody fights like that. That's how you make a fireball. Incendio. Whoa. Powerful. The target is on fire. Ah, what'd I tell you? It's bullshit about the pose. Well, I was gonna help you learn the crowhide spell, but now... Damn, that joke went too far. I need to calm her down now. Hang on a minute. You said your fireballs didn't set your targets on fire. But after you trained with me just then, the target lit up. So I've held up my end of the bargain. You just got in my way. I did it by myself. The point of Incendio is that it needs powerful emotion to go with the spell. I pissed you off on purpose so you could set fire to the target. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but that was the most effective method. Damn, you're right. Now I get it. Thank you. Your method was weird, but it did seem to work. In that case, you did hold up your end of the bargain. What spell would you like to learn? Right, see Frida's notes here? Apparently some of the clues are invisible. And Arthur and I think this spell might help us to reveal them. That's impressive, Grim. Look at all these notes written by Frida herself. It's so cool. And I think you're right about the spell. You have great instincts. So it's true then. So is this Crow Hive House signature enhancement spell for real? Yeah, it's one of our secret spells. And can you help me learn it? We had a deal, and you've done your bit. So of course I'll teach you the spell. You have to place your finger where the secrets are hidden. Close your eyes and wish more than anything to know what's hidden there. Then you say, Absconsel. Sounds simple. Is that all it takes? Yes, in theory it is simple. But there's one more thing. You need the approval of someone from Crowhive to cast the spell. I give you my approval to cast this spell. Thank you very much. Grim, I wish I could stay with you longer. Alas, I've arranged some dueling practice with another student. I have to run. No problem. Thanks again. It's amazing how passionate Gabby is about dueling. And more surprisingly, about Jacob, too. Okay, the important thing is that I now know the spell. Time to get back to Arthur. Hopefully we can solve Frida's riddle with this spell and find her seal. Arthur, hello. I have learned the Crowhive spell. Very good. Come in. So are you going to show us how it works? I need to open the book at the page describing the Boots constellation. I place my finger on the page, close my eyes, and think of how much I want to find the truth hidden here. And then I have to say, Absconso! Wow, I think something is happening. Here, take a look! Oh yes, I see. More of Frida's notes. These must be important if she'd hit them with her signature spell. Let's see. What can you see written there? Anything useful? Oh yes, now everything becomes clear. Really? Yes, I see what to do now. We need to brew a potion. Give me a second. I have a picture I need to refer to somewhere here. I need to show it to you. Oh, here it is. Here, have a look. I took this picture not very long ago. It's of one of the ingredients I need for the potion. Lunar Nymphaea. I once harvested some for a potion to withstand Audrey's succubus powers. It's Lunar Nymphaea, a rare flower with many magical qualities. Lucky for us, we have been able to grow some by our fountain. They bloom once a week. Luckily, that's today. So let's not waste any time. This is urgent. You have to harvest one, and then you need to add a strand of Frida's hair. Her hair? Go to Sabrina and ask her for a special flask. We could call it the Flask of Wondrous Physics. Put the Lunar Nymphaea flower in the flask, but make sure it's freshly harvested. Lunar Nymphaea loses most of its magical properties if it's not used right away. After you have harvested the flower, go to the Spirit Forest and get a lock of hair from Frida. Mix the two together to create a raw potion. Brew it for an hour, and then it will be ready to use. The potion will reveal secrets that have been hidden by one whose DNA it contains. Frida seems to be implying that using this potion in the secret room in the library will reveal her stash of secrets. Hopefully the seal will be there. But sir, why bother with the potion? Victoria taught us how to use Vaniando. That might work. I wish it was that easy, Grim, but Vaniando is a basic revealing spell. It won't work on high-grade invisibility spells like this. Oh, now I get it. Alright, this sounds easy-peasy. I hope it is. Good luck. As it's urgent, I won't waste any more time. I'll head to Sabrina's class. Good afternoon, Miss Spellman. Ah, Grim, nice to see you. Have you got a question for me, or... Actually, I've come to you with a request. See, authors asked me to prepare a special potion. One to help find Frida Crowhide's artifact. And he sent me to ask you for a special flask. I think he said it was called... A Flask of Wondrous Physics. Have you heard of it? Of course I've heard of it. We don't usually give students such rare flasks. But seeing the headmaster himself has asked for it, it's okay. Let me find it. I usually keep things like that in the safe, but I recently did an experiment with it. I think it might be in my desk drawer. That's strange, I can't find it. It was definitely here somewhere. Okay, Sabrina, take your time. I have plenty to look at while you're searching for it. Oh, of course you do. I can be sloppy sometimes. I put the flask in the ingredient drawer instead of the toolbox. Now, this is a flask of wondrous physics. It looks like an ordinary glass jar, but looks can be deceiving. For instance, you look like a laid-back doofus to me, but you're actually one of my smartest and nicest students. Well, I can never get used to compliments. Thanks, I guess. Don't get offended, I'm just teasing you. I get it. Thank you so much for your help. No worries, if the headmaster asks for it, there surely is a good reason. Please be careful with it, it's very rare. And I haven't finished my experiments with that thing, so I'll want it back. I'll be careful, I promise. Bye! Okay, so we've got the Flask of Wondrous Physics, and all we need is a strand of Frida's hair. And we'll have secrets revealed and be able to get the seal. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now at Lust Academy. And we'll see you next week with more. I'm out.